This is Talking Clean with Irene, a podcast for anyone like me who wants to kick the toxins out of their life and live a more natural and sustainable lifestyle. Join me as I unpack how to live toxin-free with insights from scientists, doctors, the creators behind those beautiful organic brands we love, and other experts. I'm your host, Irene Falcone. When I switched to clean beauty, there was one brand that absolutely changed my life. Back in 2011, when I was still working full-time in corporate, my absolute goal was to be able to bring this beautiful brand into Australia for all of you. That brand is 100% Pure. 100% Pure is not just another natural and organic clean beauty brand. This is the real deal. What makes this brand so different is, apart from being completely cruelty-free, almost entirely vegan, this brand uses fruit pigments to colour their cosmetics rather than minerals. This brand has a range of sunscreens, hair care, skincare, colour cosmetics, and it all started with their very first product, the famous Coffee Bean Eye Cream. This brand is famous for Madonna going into one of their flagship stores and buying almost everything on the shelf. I'm so proud to have brought this brand to Australia, and I'm so excited to introduce you to the creator Susie Wang on today's podcast. Hi, Susie. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hi, Irene. I'm such a huge fan of yours and we're such good friends, so I'm very excited.
You know your brand, 100% Pure, has always been, since the day I started my blog, my favorite brand, my absolute favorite beauty brand in the world.
Thank you so much, Irene.
My pleasure. Now, I have to ask you, what year did 100% Pure actually start? When did you start this?
We launched in 2005.
That's right. It feels like it was only yesterday. Can you please tell everybody the story about how you were formulating and it burnt the hole in the table, and then that's when you realized how toxic these products were that you were working on?
Oh, yes. So I first got into cosmetics completely accidentally. I was a student. I was a freshman at UC Berkeley. And back then, the vitamin C was like the hype. You know, every company was advertising vitamin C. And so I desperately wanted one. So I saved up my lunch money to buy a vitamin C serum from my favorite department store. And when I started using the serum, it first started out, the serum was kind of like a white color, and then it started to turn brown. Now, Irene, do you know what happens when a vitamin C in a serum or in a skincare product turns brown?
That it doesn't work anymore?
It actually turns into a free radical, the very things that are actually damaging your skin. So it's actually hurts your skin, ruins your skin if you use an oxidized vitamin product on your skin. So I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe that these cosmetic companies were selling a product for so much money that actually damages your skin. So then I invented a way to stabilize vitamins from oxidizing in skincare. And then I filed a patent. And when I did that, I got a job offer, or actually three job offers. And I started working for three of the largest cosmetic companies. And I was formulating an eye cream. And I knocked a chemical onto the lab table. And the chemical actually warped the lab table. And I thought, oh my gosh, I just put about 20% of this chemical into this formula and it's going around someone's eyes. And if it can damage the lab table, what kind of damage can it do to our skin?
It just puts it all into perspective, doesn't it? What we're putting on our bodies and on our face and around our eyes.
Yes, Irene, you know, and especially for those non-believers who, you know, think that maybe we're being a little too paranoid about these toxic chemicals. But I have to remind people that, think about whatever you put on your skin. If you are not willing to eat it, you probably don't want to put it on your skin because it still goes into your system. is just as good as eating it, because that's how nicotine patches, birth control patches work. Drugs delivered through the skin. And even if you don't, if you still don't believe it, you can actually do a quick test at home. You can cut a garlic in half and put the juicy side of the garlic onto your wrist. And within about 30 minutes, you actually start to taste the garlic. So you can see that whatever you put on your skin, it gets absorbed through your system. So then it goes through into your blood, and then it gets filtered through your kidneys and through your liver. So that's just a good way to explain that you really should be careful about what you put on your skin.
Wow, I didn't know you could do that with a garlic. That's fantastic. I'm going to tell that to the non-believers on my Facebook page.
Do you remember in the 1950s, right? I mean, I know that you weren't even born in the 1950s, but in the 1950s, 1960s, did you know that they used to advertise cigarette smoke or cigarettes as like a health product? Like, for example, they used to use doctors, they used to use athletes as spokespeople to advertise cigarettes. And they would say, you know, cigarettes would increase your endurance for athletic performance. Cigarettes would, you know, give you whatever, XYZ health benefits. And they would use, nicotine companies would use doctors and athletes to advertise cigarettes. But now we know how ludicrous that is. We know now that, hey, you know, nicotine, the coal tar in cigarettes crystallizes in your lungs and can cause lung cancer, et cetera. We know that there's a lot of negative health benefits of using cigarettes. But just as how in the 50s or 60s, they used to advertise nicotine as a health, cigarettes as a health product, cosmetic companies are pandering to consumers today when they know that there are carcinogens, when they know that there are a lot of toxins in the products, but they're touting it as if it's going to make you more healthy, more beautiful.
It's really sad, isn't it? But I think the world is changing. And I think when I first discovered you, which was about 7 or 8 years ago, to now, I think more and more people are realizing that natural is the way to go.
And it's because of people like you, Irene, who are speaking out, educating. You want to reveal the truth. So I want to say, and I'm sure all your fans feel this way, I think that you're incredible. I'm such a huge fan. I love what you're doing. I'm so aligned with you.
Thank you. So can I ask then, you left your job formulating for the major mainstream cosmetic companies. You started formulating your own brand, which is 100% pure. What was the first product that you made?
It was actually a product that I desperately needed. I noticed that because it was my first time in the workforce and from all the, so one of the companies I worked for was it's a huge Japanese company. So I used to have to take international flights. Then another company was in New York. And so I was traveling so much. And so I didn't have a good diet, had lack of sleep. So I was noticing that I had really kind of dark circles, puffy eyes. And so I really created the coffee bean caffeine eye cream, which is the first product we developed, just because I needed to depuff and brighten my dark circles.
That was the first product you made, the coffee bean eye cream. You know, that's my number one. It was the number one selling product when I launched it, and it's still the number one selling eye cream at Nourish Life today. And that was your first product. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Kate Hudson uses that eye cream.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. You know, she's so kind. She went on People Magazine, Us Weekly, all these maybe Australians and other people around the world don't know, but they're like the top celebrity magazines. So Kate Hudson went and said that she loves and swears by the products, but so did, Tom Cruise, Suri Cruz, Jessica Alba went on the, it just got like a huge amount of fans, celebrity fans.
And Madonna as well, right? Didn't she go into the store and buy everything? And
yes, exactly. And, because she won't even let her children eat any non-organic or any processed foods. So she's very, very health conscious. And so it was told to us that she is a huge fan for her whole family. 100% pure is like a top brand for her.
And the formula hasn't changed. It's the same.
Yes. Wow. And it really was formulated for two reasons, because my eyes were getting puffy from just lack of sleep and too much salt intake. So the caffeine, what it does is it helps to, it's a diuretic. So it helps to de-puff the eyes. And then it also, because of the dark circles, it helps to brighten the dark circles by the caffeine increasing the blood circulation around your eyes. Because what happens is when you have dark circles, because of lack of circulation. And so when you put caffeine topically on your eyes, it'll just help stimulate the blood flowing. So even if there are times when you don't have your coffee bean eye cream, you can just get a heavily caffeinated green tea bag, wet it, put it under your eyes. Any type of caffeine will help to stimulate blood flow. That's another great thing I found out about things like the reason why people have cellulite is when there's lack of circulation. Anytime you want any kind of increase in circulation, there's two ways to stimulate, either caffeine, topical caffeine, or actual physical movement, like by massaging your thighs, massaging the eye area.
Wow. Okay. So that was your first product. Now, you must have hundreds and hundreds of products in your range. Now, you've got everything for every single hair care you can imagine, body care, skin care, sun care. I don't know if I've missed anything. Do you know off the top of your head how many products you've got now in the range?
Over 500 products.
Okay, wow. Can you talk us through your personal skincare regime and also the one product? If we just had to pick one product as an anti-aging all-rounder, what that would be?
Okay. So in the mornings, I exercise. So I would wash my face. In the morning, I use the Herbal Detox Cleanser, which is a powdered minty cleanser that's very refreshing, invigorating. So I'll use the Herbal Detox Cleanser after my exercise. And then immediately after rinsing it off, I usually go into the steam room to, I apply a thick layer of the argan oil onto my skin. And then I go into the steam room because the steam room helps with hydration. And that's where I do a facial massage.
Oh, wow. First.
Then I rinse it off. And then that's all that I do in the morning. And then I use the SPF 30 spray. Then at nighttime, I use the lavender oat milk cleanser, and then I'll use the multivitamin oil and the multivitamin eye cream. So that's what I'm currently using.
Okay. And so when I met with you and I asked you, what's the one thing out of everything, because you've got so many products, I think it was the multivitamin face PM cream and the serum and using them together.
Yes, but now I've changed it to the multivitamin oil and multivitamin eye cream. And it's because I have dry skin and I just love oils. You know, facial moisturizers really are a blend of oil and water and an emulsifier to mix those three. So oils are kind of like very powerful, potent. So I'm a huge fan of oils. So for me, I like the multivitamin oil and the multivitamin eye cream, but I am a huge fan of the multivitamin collection. If you've had sun damage, environmental damage, you know, just it's so many different vitamins that kind of do so many different things. So I like that. It's like multi-beneficial.
And because you're the queen of anti-oxidization, are you able to explain how you're able to get the vitamin C and the vitamin A and the multivitamins in these products and how they're able to be encapsulated in a way that they don't oxidize?
Oh, yes. So even though all these vitamins are superstars, like you have the niacinamide, the vitamin B3, which, you know, does so many amazing things like increase ceramide levels. But a lot of times they can't be put together. And that's the reason why is, for example, like if you were to put niacinamide, plus vitamin C plus all these other vitamins together, it doesn't work because they cancel each other out. Because, for example, like niacinamide is more of a neutral pH. Like niacinamide typically tends to be like pH 7, which is very compatible to our own skin's pH. But vitamin C tends to be a lot lower, like pH 2. So then those two together, because they conflict in the pH value, they cancel each other out. So what we did was we were able to formulate it in a way so that the whole formula is balanced. The reason why cosmetic companies use more like the very, very acidic vitamin C's is because they're cheaper. So we use the highest quality vitamin C that is pH balanced, that's compatible to the other vitamins. So they all work synergistically. They all work well together rather than canceling each other out.
So many people ask me how you're able to get all those vitamins in the one jar. Where does the vitamin C and the vitamin A come from?
So our vitamin C comes from citrus. Vitamin A or retinol or retinol derivative comes from carotenoids like carrots.
I love that. I mean, your skincare range is unbelievable and mostly all certified organic, certainly all 100% natural, almost all vegan.
Yes, and we're committed to, you know, Irene, I don't know if you know this, but in our company, we've saved a lot of animals. Like, for example, we got dogs out of the Yulin Dog Meat Festival, and then we produce vegan dog food. So that way we can feed our dogs that we saved from the Yulin Dog Meat Festival. Plus, we donate this vegan dog food all around the world to homeless, needy dogs, because there's a lot of shelters that cannot feed the dogs that they have. They'd rather use the resources for other things, which is good because then we can feed them. So our company is very, very cruelty-free. We love animals. And so the only thing is, like, before we used to use a lot of honey. Did you know honey is like the only ingredient that never goes bad? So the only thing that happens to honey is that it crystallizes, but that just depends on the level of sucrose versus fructose. If you have too much of one or the other, it crystallizes, but that's no problem. Crystallized honey can be re-liquefied by melting it. Our purpose of using a lot of honey in the past was because when we first launched, it was our preservative method.
Yes.
Part of our preservative method. But now we now that it's been so many years, we have perfected our preservative methods and don't need to rely on honey. So moving forward, everything will be vegan.
So apart from skincare, you actually also have a huge range of color cosmetics. Everything from foundations, BB creams, eyeshadows, eyeliners, the mascaras. I don't even know what lipsticks, I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the absolute best-selling mascara, which is the Black Tea Mascara. Can you explain how you managed to get the pigments out of this mascara to mirror a mainstream sort of coal tar mascara with your fruit?
Coal tar is the very thing that's in other commercial mascaras. Coal tar is the stuff that you put on your roofs. So the reason why mascaras are made with coal tar is because, you know how they're kind of gooey? It kind of extends to elongate the lashes. So this is kind of what we did. The first way we made the mascara, I made a conditioner that was full of, like, for example, like oat protein, wheat protein, vitamin E, seaweed, ingredients that would strengthen our lashes, okay? Make our lashes healthy. So then what we did was we got black tea and micronized it to a super, super, super fine powder and mixed the black tea in there. Then another thing we did was we cooked down. Have you ever like made a black tea tincture? So it's like putting tons of black tea in water and then boiling it down because you cook it so much that it starts to get gooey. So that's how we make our mascara.
What I need everybody to understand is there is natural and then there's 100% pure. And your brand, you know, when you talk about your makeup, the mascara, foundation, everybody else that's natural and it's great, but they're using minerals, you know, earth minerals, and that's great. You're using pigments from fruit and vegetables to get your colouring. That is so beyond innovative that I don't think enough people realise what it is that you're actually doing. You know, in Australia, we just launched 2 weeks ago your green tea SPF 30 sunscreen.
Yes.
It's the number one selling product actually in the store 2 weeks in a row since the day I launched it. It's a facial SPF 30 sunscreen that you would expect from 100% pure. It's a nice mild green tea sort of scent. It's non-greasy. It works beautifully on the facial skin as a primer. What can you tell me about that sunscreen?
Chemical sunscreens are being banned in so many parts of the world because of how much damage it's doing to the environment, to the ocean, to animal life, marine life. It's all due to the toxic chemicals in sunscreens. So, of course, that's something I should mention is that we have never used chemical sunscreens. They are known endocrine disruptors and very toxic to the environment, to our bodies. So we have never used chemical sunscreens. Our sunscreens are from minerals like titanium dioxide, zinc oxide, which is a coral reef safe, which is a lot safer than the sunscreens that are chemical sunscreens that are hurting the environment so much. I can't say if they're entirely not causing any damage, but compared to any of the chemical sunscreens, they are the most safe alternative out there. And we don't only use sunblock, but a lot of people, like, they block their skin from the sun. But what about, like, all the environmental damage, like pollution, radiation, cigarette smoke, etc.? So while the sunblocks block out the sun rays, we also use free radical fighters that block out other environmental damage.
So that's why you've got the green, that's why the SPF 30 is a green tea base, because you've got all those other antioxidants in that green tea.
That is correct. And it's not just small amounts of green tea. It is actually a lot of green tea.
Wow. Okay. So can you tell me a little bit more about this new green tea SPF 30?
Oh, yes. So it's a moisturizer. It's moisturizing, like you said. The active ingredient is zinc oxide without any of the chemical sunscreens that has been banned by so much of the world. Like Hawaii has banned chemical sunscreens, a lot of the chemical sunscreens. Mexico, so many places around the world has said you are not allowed to use chemical sunscreens near our oceans because of the damage it's causing to the environment, to ocean life.
Can you tell me, with the SPF 30, for a morning facial routine, where that would fit in? So you cleanse your face, tone. Do you put that on first and then your moisturizer and your serums? Or
sunscreen should always be the last thing of your skincare or before your makeup. So let's say, for example, you wash your face. And then let's say you use a toner. So you put this on and then you could wear it alone or wear your makeup on top.
Oh, that's really good to know. Okay, so for me, because I've got quite dry skin, if you've got sort of oily combination skin, you don't need a moisturizer. You can just go straight to the sunscreen.
Exactly, Irene. If you have oily skin, normal to oily skin, just wear the sunblock on its own. But I have dry skin as well. So I typically use, like I said, I exercise first and then I wash my face with a cleanser. Typically I use the herbal detox cleanser, the powdered minty refreshing cleanser. And then I put on argan oil and I go into the steam room and I give myself a facial massage. Then I rinse my face and then I put on sunblock on top.
Okay, so for me, I would, do the toner, wash, tone, then I would put a moisturizer on and one of the green tea moisturizers, and then I would let that dry, then I'd put the sunblock on and then foundation over the top of that.
Yes.
Okay, great. Oh, that's really good to know. Okay, so that's the sunscreen. The other product that I have to ask you about, because it is absolutely phenomenal and it is completely taken off here as well, is the Bamboo Blur.
Oh, yes.
Can you talk us through how on earth this powder, which is really just looks like translucent powder or coloured powder, how it makes our skin look like we've had an Instagram filter put on top of it?
So the Bamboo Blur powder, we came out with the one original, which is the white color, but in actuality, it's translucent, it's clear, but the product looks white. What that product is it's actually just one ingredient. It's bamboo silica. So bamboo, first of all, if you think about the bamboo plant and the stuff on the, if you cut a bamboo in half and you look inside the cut bamboo, it's kind of like has fiber, but it also has like this white material. So that is the silica from actual bamboo. And it's just been pulverized and milled to a super, super fine powder. And that's all it is. It's just bamboo silica. It is so silky that it makes your skin literally look poreless. It makes you look like you have porcelain doll skin. It's like gives you this really beautiful soft focus.
Yeah, that's exactly what it does, a soft focus, which is what I need because I'm 44. So I have to say, I genuinely look younger now than I did before I went natural. So before I discovered your products, and it's the discovery of your products and your brand that switched me mm-hmm. over. But yeah, I'll use your BB cream, a bit of bamboo blur powder, the black tea mascara, and your lip gloss. And I loved your original lip glosses. Oh, the white peach shimmery lip gloss.
You launched them.
Oh, please bring them back.
They're back. Please. We relaunched them. We just launched them a week ago.
Oh, my God. Okay, because I have – my original customers want that. They want the peach, the shimmery peach back. They want the strawberry one back. Is that coming back?
The lip glosses, let me see what colors. But the base of the lip glosses are vitamin E and fruit pigments, and that's it. So –
they're the best lip glosses on the market. I can't believe you stopped making them for so long. I'm so glad you've brought them back. I think if I had to say what is my favorite product, my absolute favorite product, actually it was something we haven't spoken about yet. It's actually the bamboo fibers inside the eyebrow filler. That's the best product.
Like the one that is sort of like a mini mascara.
Yes.
Yeah, that one colors your lashes while depositing the green tea fibers to give some fullness.
It's a miracle. It's like having feathering on my eyebrows.
Yes. So my favorite product is actually probably the vitamin C mask, which is the something I do about once a week or as often as I can. It's 50% vitamin C. And then, it has other amazing ingredients, but 50% of that mask is vitamin C. And vitamin C is an ingredient which kind of launched my career. I've always been obsessed with like stabilized vitamin C.
Yeah. You know, you have not one wrinkle on your whole face. Not one.
Yeah. I exercise. I'm a vegan. I eat a vegan diet. Even my dogs actually are vegan. Carolina's here and I showed her when I was cooking for them. I cook for them Beyond Meat and Vegetables now. I use a lot of oils, which I love. My current favorite oil is the multivitamin oil, but in the mornings I use the argan oil and go into the steam room. That is a miracle worker.
I was already thinking in my head when you said that I could just do that in a hot shower in the morning.
Just like it. So use the oil like a mask. First, wash your face so that you don't have any makeup on. Put a thick layer and just go into the shower and then wash your body, your hair, etc. But just like the hot steam helps the oil. I mean, that's honestly what really keeps my skin looking so amazing is just like oil and steam.
Actually, you know, the other cannot live without product is your shampoo and conditioner. there is absolutely no need for anybody to ever buy another shampoo or conditioner again. You have the best shampoos and conditioners on the market. It blows my mind that they're completely natural. There's no silicones in them. They work better than the salon shampoos and conditioners. I actually bring them to the salon with me when I get my hair cut.
I'm glad that there are more and more natural companies, you know, that are launching natural products to bring more awareness. But did you know that you can't just put a bunch of natural ingredients together and call it a formula? Did you know that?
Well, that's the difference between everybody saying now that they're making their own brand of natural products versus you're the real deal.
You know, when you mix a simple salt, right?
Yeah.
So if you blend like potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate with vitamin C, for example, simple salt with an acid. Those two ingredients turn into benzene, which is a carcinogen.
Okay.
Benzene is a carcinogen. It's a toxin. I'm just saying that even though you natural ingredients are natural, but they have their own constituents. Mm-hmm. They have their own chemical constituents that react with other natural chemical constituents. So they could either be synergistic, work really well harmoniously together, or they can attack each other, cancel each other out, wreak havoc in a formula. Certain ingredients break down the plastic, and then the plastic goes into the formula, and then you apply the formula onto your skin, and then you're wearing around absorbing the plastic on your skin. There's a lot of things. Like, there's ingredient compatibility, there's packaging compatibility with ingredients. So formulation is not as simple as cooking.
The thing you didn't mention, which is almost the most important thing, is that there's mixing natural products together for the sake of using something instead of a chemical-based product. But then there's the formulation for the product to actually be effective and actually, actually work, like actually diminish the fine lines, actually get rid of the dark circles.
Efficacy. It can't just be a bunch of natural ingredients that make up a pretty label. Irene, I've been doing this for 20 years, so you can trust us because we really are the pioneers that brought actually natural products to the market. Yeah, I mean, we launched it in 2005, but I've been working with natural ingredients since year 2000, where I've been a huge advocate trying to get all these big companies that I worked for to make them go natural, to make them go clean. And when I couldn't and I got frustrated, I left because they wouldn't. And I said, okay, I want to create something that is truly 100% pure, because I know that a lot of the chemicals that you are using, there are clinical studies that show that these chemicals are causing birth defects, cancers, tumors, and I couldn't believe that they still use them. And when I would argue and fight against these chemicals in the lab with these big companies, I was kind of blacklisted. And they would just keep saying to me, the tests that you see are animal tests.
Wow. Well, hopefully we get the word out and educate as many people as we can.
If I knew that cigarette smoke could potentially cause cancer, then it's my choice to smoke or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at least you empower women to know that these chemicals are known carcinogens, and there is a risk for you to get sick. At least you inform women so that they can make the choice. But it's wrong to hide it, to not inform them. That's what I'm against. So I have two missions in my life. First mission is to educate as many people about the toxic chemicals in products. Second mission is to help as many animals as I can in this world in my lifetime.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Susie, I just love you. I love everything about your brand. I love everything you stand for. Thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. We're so grateful to have you on the show.
Thank you, Irene. I love you so much. I love everything that you do. I love that you are an advocate to educate people just like I am. Thank you so much.
Bye, darling. Bye. Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Nourished Life, Australia's home of toxin-free shopping. To learn more and get all the show notes, visit us at nourishedlife.com.au. If you have any feedback about the show, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Nourished Life, which is all one word. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Clean with Irene in your podcast app. And finally, if you like what you hear, please give me a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find the show. I'm your host, Irene Falcone, and I'll speak to you next time.